This is KUT. UT Austin students could be paying a bit more for college next year. The UT Board of Regents is discussing a proposed tuition increase today, about $300 more per semester. KUT's Kate McGee reports some higher education experts are worried increased tuition will make it tougher for students to graduate.
If the board approves the increases, it will be the first tuition hike in 5 years after the legislature cut $46 million from higher education funding in 2011. UT isn't the only university system dealing with these issues. Across the country, states are cutting higher education funding, forcing universities to get creative.
That's why we have significant capital campaigns being engaged in by various institutions of higher learning in this state and really across the country. This isn't unique to Texas.
That's Hector De Leon. He's with the Coalition for Excellence in Higher Education. But universities can't just depend on private donations. That's where tuition increases come in. De Leon says that only makes it harder for poorer families to pay for college.
Having come from a background where my father got to the third grade and my mother got to the 10th grade, we need to realize that education is the channel through which we can truly achieve the American dream and truly bring about participation by everyone in our society.
Tuition increases could also affect the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board's long-term plan 60 by 30. The goal is by 2030, 60% of Texans will have a college degree or certificate. Raymond Paredes is the state's higher education commissioner.
If we continue to increase tuition at the rates that we've been doing that for the past 10 years, it's going to make the goals of 60 by 30 Texas impossible to achieve, at least the affordability and the student debt goal.
But Paredes says lawmakers aren't the only people to blame. Universities need to be more efficient with their money.
The state would be more willing to fund higher education at higher levels if they felt very strongly that universities were doing everything they could to hold costs down. I don't think they believe that. When they see reports that University X is going to expand in another city, when they see that another university wants to build a medical school, they wonder if universities are maintaining the kind of cost efficiency that is absolutely necessary.
The UT system is currently planning an expansion, and UT Austin is building a medical school. Three other public universities are trying to open medical schools across the state. Kate McGee, KUT News.